Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. Constantly getting information. We got all the specialists looking at the latest information from the aircraft and the model data. And we have some new information to pass on with Hurricane Sally. The wind's now 100 miles an hour, moving west-northwest at 6 miles an hour. Still seeing that slow movement associated with this storm. 105 miles east-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana. And also 145 miles southeast of Biloxi. Let's look at the details here. And first of all, let's start with looking at the radar. You can see the center right about here. You can already see some of these rain bands. I mean, already bringing some of that heavy rain into portions of the Florida Panhandle and even stretching up into Alabama, back towards Mississippi and Louisiana. So some heavy tropical type rains associated with this. So you look at the latest forecast that we have, you know, still got those winds well outside that center, about 100 miles outside that center like this. So in those rain bands, could see those tropical storm force winds. So that could be damaging, heavy rainfall, and also seeing some of those high winds. So 100 miles an hour now, still forecasting to continue to be a hurricane with time very slow. So as we move forward in time and we start looking at this north turn right here, 4 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. Tuesday, and look at that, 12 hours later, 1 a.m. on Wednesday. 1 p.m. on Wednesday. That's just not a lot of movement, and that's just going to compound some of the issues associated with these impacts. So the slower the movement, the more time there is to be over that water to continue that strength, and also to see more time to provide all that rainfall and also get that storm surge. So look at some of the details associated with the forecast right here. The rainfall. This is the new rainfall update that we have from the Weather Prediction Center. You can see this area, 15 to 20 inches of rain. Stretching from a portion of the Mississippi coast over to the Alabama coast, a significant amount of rainfall / flooding, some real significant rain there. And also, right along that center and also in these rain bands, so you can almost follow the track just like this, where you can see some of those values stretch inland, 10 to 15 inches of rain. And look at this, even 6 to 10 inches of rain stretching into portions of Alabama and even into Georgia. And those rain bands, you can just definitely see areas that we can see some of these rain bands. You get the risk of tornadoes. You can get risk of this heavy rainfall, the downpours. And actually, we have the new map from the Weather Prediction Center as well, looking at the high risk. The pink area here is the high risk of flash flooding, anywhere from portions of the Mississippi coast over into Florida Panhandle and also into coastal Alabama as well. And the moderate risk stretching well inland, so that it just isn't just on the coast. Inland, you can see some of these impacts. And the storm surge, the latest information we have here, still a possibility of getting dangerous storm surge. A slow storm can push a lot of water in, 7 to 11 feet in some areas from the mouth of the river over to Ocean Springs. Some big amounts there, Harrison County, Hancock County, Ocean Springs over to Dauphin Island, including Jackson County there, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. Mobile Bay, 5 to 8, and look at Dauphin Island over to the Florida line, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. So dangerous storm surge. Listen to those local officials. Be in a safe place. And if you're told to be out of there, then definitely leave. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center with information on Hurricane Sally.